show from the show, Coach Scott Farrell of the Houston, not Houston, but the Rice Owls down there in Texas beat Houston Baptist last night. Coach, going to talk to 11-point win last night. And I know my guy from ATL, Quincy, man, he balled out last night. Coach, how is everything down there with you guys, man?
Yeah, first of all, he sure did. And, you know, it's always good the next morning after a win. Proud of the guys. You know, it's with this COVID scheduling to play a team that recent that you just played and beat on their home court is hard to get your guys up to play them again. And we responded, and I was proud of them. And obviously Quincy had a career night, you know, and when he gets going like that, he's fun to watch, and we all enjoyed it. And we're all happy for him.
Most definitely, Coach. How about that, Coach, recruiting the Atlanta area, Coach? How many great players are here in the Atlanta area? And I know you come to all the Peach Jams, the Lake Points. I know you come to all that good stuff. Talk about this Atlanta basketball region with coaching and the trainers here, the high school ball, AAU ball, how great players are ready to come play for you guys when you recruit them.
We love Atlanta, and it's been very good to us. And you know, obviously on our current roster right now, you know, we have two very, very good players. And, you know, in the last, coming out of there the last 2 years, in Quincy Oliveri and obviously Cameron Sheffield, the 6A state player of the year last year. We also had an excellent walk-on for 4 years, Addison Owen from Atlanta. We will continue to come in there and do the best we can. The trainers, like you said, the coaches, the AAU programs, you know, produce great players. And not only that, you know, we obviously got to find those high-level students as well. And so it's just been a really good place for us. It will continue to be a place that we are always looking for players there. And because of also the easy back and forth from Atlanta to Houston on a quick flight is appealing to the people there too and the kids and the family. So it's been a good marriage for us. We'll continue to try and pull out of there what we can.
And, Coach, like you said, Atlanta and Houston are very similar in how it's made up and how the city kind of rolls and goes. So, for a kid from here, going to Houston, like being at home almost, if it's a little few hours away from home, you can fly back, you said, film Delta, Southwest, real fast, and you're back home.
And we sell that because you're right. The similarities are there, you know. A lot of good pro sports, a lot of great culture, a lot of diversity, just a lot of tremendous things in both cities. And so you're right. We sell those similarities every time we recruit Atlanta, and we love it.
And, Coach, be 5-1 considering all things COVID, you know, it's just amazing how some guys only play one game or no games or pause, another pause, and you guys have been getting 6 games mercifully. So how has it been keeping your guys grounded? What do you know when each day is, you never know what's going to happen, but trying to keep your young men focused and ready, knowing that, hey, any given time, you can get add a game, lose a game, and, you know, it's just crazy.
I think, you know, it starts with a couple things. You know, number one, Rice University has handled it in an incredible level of you know, not necessarily creating a bubble, everybody loves that word, but just an environment of safety. And our guys have been outstanding in following those protocols, and because they want to play. And so they've sacrificed a lot. And we know that as coaches. And it's been hard. And it is, like you said, it's day to day. And it doesn't mean somebody couldn't get it in our program tomorrow. They could. But we're certainly being as safe as we can. We're very, very appreciative of the opportunity to play 6 games. Scheduling has been unique and different. And because of that, we just haven't traveled very far outside of the city or the state yet. And that's why I think it's allowed us to play these games. But we have to be flexible. And that's what we've been.
Most definitely, Coach. And so for you, getting the guys ramped up already, were you able to put in everything you want to put in because, you know, being careful and having to plan for this, I have too many guys on the court, individual workouts. So how are you trying to get you guys ready just to be at this point we are today here in mid-December?
Difficult. for everyone, you know, not unique to us. Everybody has faced their challenges. We have tried our best to get them in condition physically because of all the time they stayed off. Now, we did suffer a couple injuries, and that's unfortunate. And, you know, was that related to it? I don't know. The one kind of came in with a previous, and we kind of, you know, hurt that, and we lost him for the year. Another one, though, got a stress fracture. We lost him for 10 weeks. He's closer to coming back. But it's been hard. And do we have everything in we want to? No. But we have enough in and enough to play. And that's the important thing. And the hardest thing too, when you bring in a bunch of new guys, they haven't been able to spend that time bonding.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's the one thing that I think is hurt us. And I don't know if we don't want another game or not. I'm just saying, just getting to know each other and make form friendships and do the things you're just used to doing that you can't do, that, you know, hopefully moving forward, we can get to a point where we can do that again.
Most definitely, Coach. Like you said, you know, when the guys have been off for so long, you bring them back, you worry about those soft tissue injuries that last all year long. And, you know, you can do everything you want to, right? But, you know, they're young men. They want to get back at it, Coach, and jump into it. You just got to hold them back. Like, nah, we're going to pace ourselves, because they can go out and be done for the year, or something that nags you all year long.
Quincy and Cam are perfect examples of that, because they both were like, you know, ready to go, like, because they're just guys that have a lot of energy and play very hard, and they both were like out of the gate like wild men. I had to like pull them back, like, and they both ended up getting hurt a little bit. You know, Quincy fought a groin in the preseason. Cam fought a little sports hernia issue in the because they just went full bore. And so once we pulled them back a little bit, then we went really slow once they got back from their injuries, and now they're both, you know, healthy and contributing. But yeah, those are two examples right there of trying to manage that, and it's so hard for all the training staffs and all the coaching staffs around the country.
And Coach, I know your assistant coaches have been helping you out a lot, and your academic advisors, because, you know, having young men go from being in person and with teachers and professors to being virtual or hybrid is hard for some guys. You know, Coach, for me, I'm an in-person guy. It would suck for me to be virtual the whole time, also on devices. So how has it been with your coach keeping your young men's minds sharp and keeping them on the point academically, where, knowing that, hey, it's not how it used to be, but do some hybrid and virtual things and study halls, not like you have typically with a team and a structure with everybody around.
Well, we try and focus on, you know, appreciation, because if you focus on how hard it is, or you focus on the difficulties, then it becomes harder. We try and focus on appreciation and the things that we do have and the opportunities that we have, even though they're challenging at times. We're still fortunate. We're at an incredible university that is providing amazing protocols to keep everybody as safe and healthy as they can. We've been able to play 6 games so far. We're knock on wood, we can get the next 2 in before Christmas. And so, you know, we're lucky, and I tend to focus on the positive best I can. I have great kids. I have great staff, like you said, terrific assistant coaches that are upbeat every day as well. And so we're just going to keep plowing through this and make the best of it, and, you know, and try and enjoy a season. And obviously you want to win as much as you can, but more importantly, we just want to play as much as we can this year.
You got that right, Coach. And speak about this, man, is recruiting via Zoom. How was that this year? I know you guys love to see guys' families in person, see guys in person. How was trying to watch film with guys, kind of evaluate them on watching some film and talking to them via Zoom and get them to commit to you and your program and your staff that way?
Yeah, and so, you know, we were fortunate. We actually did that. We had 2 kids to get. We got 2 kids signed that never visited the campus. You have to form a relationship of trust over phone calls and Zooms. You're right. But fortunately, again, you know, I lean on my staff. I have terrific young coaches that are going to be terrific head coaches someday, and guys that played for me, so they know me, and also guys that invest in this place like me and love Rice University like I do. And so when you love something and it's a quality product, it's fun and easy to sell, no matter what it is. No matter what your world, no matter what your business. And that's what we have here. And so we look for those families and those kids that care about that combination package of academics and athletics. And we put together a tremendous Zoom presentation I'm really, really proud of. And we've been fortunate. Recruiting has gone very well.
Most definitely, Coach. And I'll tell you, man, it's so great, because Houston's a great town. You got so many D1 schools in Houston. So many guys to play ball with offseason that relate to you. So talk about that, the Houston bond of all the schools you have, from Houston itself, Texas Southern, you guys, Houston Baptist, even down the road to Prairie View, you want to go down that far as well. Even. Yeah. So talk about all the schools in that area, that's how you all have one bond together, the coaches, the players, and everybody around, because it's cool to have that.
Yeah, and look, we because of that situation, look who we've been able to schedule. Now, it was unfortunate we lost the Houston game, but we had them scheduled, and they unfortunately had some issues with the COVID. But HBU, and we're going to Sam Houston on Saturday. And so to have all these schools close by, they're willing to work with you because they want games as well. And we respect their processes, they respect ours. We were able to put this schedule together. And so it's great to have so many local schools and kids, and again, and diversity and diverse situations. And, you know, we're unique in some ways, and their schools have unique things in other ways, but the city then presents so many great things. And when we get out of this COVID situation, you know, our young guys that haven't been able to really experience it all will be able to get to do that. Hopefully that's this summer, like you said, by playing against the other schools at open gyms. And, you know, and if James stays in the city and doesn't get traded, come back in the gym and play with our guys. And you know, the Rockets players that want to use our gym, and the opposing NBA teams that practice in our gyms. We want to get back to all that because we love that activity.
Let me ask you about that. How cool is that NBA guys around your young men? They can see them up close and personal, ask them questions, interact with those guys, and have them practice and watch how they go about it. How's that been for you and your staff and your players?
It's an incredible resource because you say things, right? And sometimes kids are like, you know, roll their eyes or whatever. But when Donovan Mitchell's in your gym and he says it to you, they tend to perk up and listen. When James Harden says it to you, when Chris Paul says it to you, you know, and you have these chances when these guys are around to just try and be a sponge and listen to them, then your messages just have more better reinforcement. And they tend to, you know, maybe sit up and listen a little better. But it's great to have those guys around. And we want them around as much as we can when this all ends. And, you know, our location is great for that. And so I'm sure it will continue.
That's what I got for you, Coach. This Conference USA now has went to the weekend back-to-back. So how are you looking forward to coaching back-to-backs with your players and scouting that, get that one good scout in and having to adjust on that second night? How fun is it going to be for you as a coach to kind of have that new wrinkle to it now?
Well, you know, fortunately for me, I lived it in one way in the Ivy League. Now, it wasn't against the same team Friday, Saturday, like this is going to be, but it was Friday, Saturday. So I kind of saw how the prep looked and kind of what, you know, in terms of getting the guys ready mentally and physically to play that quick turnaround. But it's going to be unique. But it's going to be unique for everybody. But you're right, as a coach, it's fun because of the challenge of, you know, yeah, okay, we lost this game. What do we need to do to win the next night? Or we won this game. How do we get the kids to do this better to win again? And those will be fun challenges as a coach, as opposed to dealing with, you know, the challenges of protocols and testing and spacing and masks and all that other stuff.
Watching the Hawks do it on back-to-backs when they play like Orlando on a back-to-back two nights in a row, how the Hawks would go use a dummy call on the set of that second night. Oh, who thought it was that, but it's really this. It's fun watching that chess match on that second night, seeing how each team changes certain calls, certain coverages to kind of throw each other off.
Yeah, because you end up learning, so you end up knowing so much about other teams. And you know, I kind of tell my guys all the time, yeah, we want you prepared, and we are very big on preparation, but we also want you to be able to think and play. You know, play the game, not the scout. Play the game, not the drill. Like, play the game, you know? And you got to be able to adjust, and things happen. And, you know, we can't, as coaches, you know, sometimes we want to control everything, but we can't, and nor should we, you know? But if you recruit the right players, then hopefully those guys can adjust on the fly and play the game the right way no matter what other teams are doing.
And, Coach, you're so right about that. But, Coach, thank you for your time today after a big win. Hopefully you get those games in on Saturday and Monday, hopefully, for you, man. And best luck to you and your team. And be safe and be healthy, Coach. Talk to you real soon now.
I appreciate you having me. Always good to see you, man. Stay safe, okay?
We'll do, Coach. You're the same, buddy.
You got it.
All right.